This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
April Fool's Day. Some historians have tried to figure out when this all came to be. And they've dated it back to 1582 when France switched from the Julian calendar to the present-day Gregorian calendar. They said in the Julian calendar, as in the Hindu calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox or around April 1st. People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st, and it became butt of jokes and hoaxes, and they were called April Fools. So these it makes sense to me. And they've linked it also to festivals such as Hilaria, which is Latin for joyful, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. It involved people dressing up in disguises and mocking fellow citizens, even magistrates, and was said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris, and Seth. And it goes on to talk about various other things and when we got into sort of the pranks of it all. Is that people have gone to, you know, elaborate measures to create April Fool's Day hoaxes, newspapers, radio and TV stations, websites, etc. I remember it was a big deal when I was a kid to think of what can I say to somebody today that's going to make them go, oh my gosh. And you try to stay away from saying somebody died, like grandma died. You got to be kidding me, Kevin. Grandma died. No, I'm just kidding. April Fool's. But, you know, people did stuff like that. So, you know, it's an interesting day. It really is, because I do want to, I remember the fun of the day when I was a kid. I don't think of it that way anymore. I'll get to that in a bit. They said in 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton tricked many readers when he ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch who could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. In 1992, NPR ran a spot with the former President Richard Nixon saying he was running for president again, only it was an actor, not Nixon, and the segment was an all April Fool's Day prank that caught the country by surprise. We could do that one with Donald Trump. In 1996, Taco Bell, the fast food restaurant chain, duped people when it announced it had agreed to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and intended to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. How racist is that, right? In 1998, after Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper, scores of clueless customers requested the fake sandwich. You got to understand how stupid people are when you hear stories like this. Good stuff. I mean, I don't know. What was your best April Fool's prank? I'm curious. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way, people. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Do you celebrate? I mean, participate is a better word. Do you participate in April Fool? I'm going to make a bet. I'm curious about the audience poll. Give us a call at 844-551-8255. I'm curious. Do you participate in April Fool's Day? And just, you can just call and say, Kevin, I don't participate. Let me tell you why I say this. I haven't participated in April Fool's Day in, I know, decades. And I remember living for this day, like trying to figure, oh man, I'm going to get my brother. I'm going to get so and so. I'm going to get him. And have we gotten too serious? Have things gotten too serious for us? We can no longer be tricksters. I think it is a sign of how your life is going when you have to take, you say, look, I can't take this as a joke anymore. My life is no longer a joke. I can't even find time to get a little humor. I think that's why a lot of you come to this program. I'll be honest with you. I think you want a respite, a break from the seriousness of the day, or the seriousness of life in general. And you say, let me go listen to Kevin's show for just a bit and get a little levity in this crazy world. But I'm going to tell you, I haven't had that. I'm thinking of the day that I used to wake up going, oh yeah, I got one for Ted. Ted was a real prankster when we worked together at Flexible. We designed supercomputers. Well, Ted did. I was a tech. But at the time, I ended up designing supercomputers when I worked for a different company. But the point is, we all got together and we did stuff. And I remember those days. And I was an adult. I was unplugged politically. I was so happy to be, you know, in college. I was working on my extended degree. And I was a tech at this company. And we were designing computers for NASA. And, you know, I was working with these brilliant engineers. And we could take some time to joke with each other. I remember when I first walked into the lab when I got my real job. When I say real job, I mean out of college job. And I walk into the lab and there's a ping pong ball just floating in air over a machine. And I was like, what the heck? Just hovering. And then I walked in and I meet these engineers, Ron Stein, I forget the other guy, Hank and Rob. And I walk over and they go, hey, you know, and I say, yeah, hey, guys. And I'm the new guy. And I'm like, what's up with this? They go, oh, we call this the whirligig. I know Rob and those guys still keep up with me. They'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But it was such a light environment. I was naive. I was coming out of college. And it was like the world was so different. It was, you know, I just looked at it through different eyes. Anyway, here they say Google notoriously hosted an annual April Fool's Day prank that has included everything from telepathic search to the ability to play Pac-Man on Google Maps. Here's what I will tell you. The April Fool's we're experiencing today, folks, is the guy who sits in the White House and the politics that put him there. That's the real April Fool on America.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
April Fool's Day! In leftist America, every day is April Fool's Day. They go to bed ignorant, they wake up ignorant. And luckily for us, a few of them escape. Straka? He moved a few people over with this walk-away movement. Some of them woke up because of President Trump, and they walked away. But the majority of leftists go to bed ignorant, and they wake up ignorant, and they get more ignorant throughout the day. This is daily. This is their routine. Leftist Americans are fools. To allow what's happening to this country over purely politics is insane. Remember we played a clip from, what's her name? I can see her face. She's a comedian, Jewish chick. And she says, you know, I don't know my party. We're not progressives and all that. I forget her name, but I can see her face clear as day. She's a vocal leftist. And she says there, I don't even listen to Republicans because I hear Republican and I just quit listening. And she says, and I think they do the same thing. No, we don't. I'm willing to listen to any leftist idea. I hear them out. You hear them out. And you know what you do? You shake your head and go, look, I don't even have to sleep at a Holiday Inn Express. That's just a stupid idea. To put it to you this way, don't tell me who the idea is from. Just put it on a piece of paper. Give me a list of ideas just down the line, and I will tell you, good idea, stupid idea, good idea. When it's all said and done, the good ideas will be on the conservative side, and the bad ideas will be on the leftist side. It's really that simple. I don't need to know, did Trump say it or did, you know, Al Gore say it? It doesn't matter. That's the ability to be a conservative, a pragmatist, somebody that says, I'm going to evaluate this on its merits. Not by the color of its skin, but the content of its character, right? That's the beauty. I got to tell you, I have to say this. It is so refreshing. I think you're going to share this feeling with me, audience, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It is so refreshing to know the truth. When I work with my young son on calculus, and my young son is not Chinese. His name is Collier. But when I work with my young son on calculus, and he doesn't get it. You know, we're doing all the algebra to get to the thing, and we start doing the integral, and he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And you can see he's all frustrated, and his brain is... And then I say, well, let's simplify it. So we solve the complex polynomial. We break it down, and we get it into the differential, integral to do the calculus. And he gets it. He sees the formula. It is so refreshing to watch. You know, it's like when he first threw a curveball. He's like, I can't throw a curveball. Show me how to throw a curveball. And you show him. You show him. And he can't do it. He's all frustrated. I can't throw it. And he wants to quit. And I go, no, you can just stay out here. Just keep throwing it. You'll eventually get it. It's gonna stop. It may not happen today. And then he finally throws it. And you see it breaks. And that look, that feeling. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. Pragmatists, fellow conservatives. Logic. Is it logisticians? Whatever. You know who you are. I don't need to label you. But here's the thing. I feel like Joey Demento. Well, here's the thing. My brain is really messed up. Here's what I'm telling you. When you have that revelation, that is an amazing thing. And you have it every day. You see with clarity. That's why you're different. That's why you're not an April Fool. You fight. You understand what's in front of you. You can critically think. You can visualize and see it. And no matter how much the magician tries to pull the rabbit out, see the head. I see the tricky part. I feel like, I'm giving the old my cousin Vinny thing. You know, Vinny would always expose the guy's eye. He's palming it. He's got it. It's behind his back. You know, whatever. He's exposing the magic trick. That's what you do. You are the guy in the audience, the woman in the audience who exposes the magic trick of the left. You're saying, no, that's not true. Biden's poll numbers are up. Don't try to play games with us. We know what you're doing. You're polling more Democrats than Republicans. Or you're paying for this. You're not even polling at all. You're just making it up. We polled 1,038 people randomly. Yeah, right. You know the magic trick. You know the thing. And so you expose it. And that's why they've given up in trying to convince you. And they just have said, you know what? Let's just control you. Let's control your speech. Your speech is being controlled. And you can't pretend to not say, I've given you guys scenarios. I've painted the future for your children. Forget today. In a decade, if you're a white kid working at a job, particularly a white male, you will be lucky. Well, let me put it this way. You will run your own business. If you're a white, this is what I would, if I had a white son, which I have four that are adopted because they're French. But if I had a white American son, I would tell him, we're not going to do anything except get you ready to own your own business. And that business will involve few employees. And I will teach you how to hire only conservative employees. You will not be employable for anybody else. Because to go work in corporate America means you will be a male hyena. You will not be the leader of the pack. This is the world that's coming, folks. It's going to be led by eunuchs and women that think they're Amazons. And here's the problem with the women that think they're Amazons. They ain't. They're not. They are not warrior women. They are women who will get their way with all the conniving and the backstabbing you can imagine. It will not be a survival of the fittest. In other words, if you're a woman and you've earned your way to the top, congratulations. You run that company, girlfriend. But if you're a woman and you've done taken a Kamala Harris role, then that company is doomed to failure. And the guys who are supporting him, you go, girl. You go, girl. Woo-hoo. They're just as bad. They're complicit. Anyway, going back to this, so the April Fool's joke here is that leftists figured out that you know the ruse. You know the joke. You're not the April Fool. So they say, we have to control you. So the first thing they've done is they've made it to where you're afraid to speak up. I gave you guys a story the other day of the JAMA dude, Journal of American Medicine guy doing a podcast, gets fired. Why? Because he says, look, we're not racist. I'm not a racist. How can you get fired by telling somebody, I'm not a racist? By saying, you know what, in my field, they may claim there's institutional racism, but I haven't seen it. I don't recognize anything about it. I take the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm, etc. How are we racist? He's asking questions. He's probing, critically thinking. How dare he?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure.
Both appeared on Fox. The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
With the increasing number of supply of vaccinations, we are at a phase at this moment where we can actually get a hold of this thing and advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors.
This is USA Radio News. Emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
I thought his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. She said the passenger in his car last May was one of his drug suppliers. He told the court through an attorney that he will plead the fifth and not testify in the case. At least 4 people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. A firearm was located at the scene. California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When me and Brad first met, I didn't think we'd get along, but turns out we kind of agree on everything. Your racial identity is the most important thing. Everything should be looked at through the lens of race.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
We both have a lot of opinions about people of color, even though we barely know any.
I say colored people, but as long as we're classifying them, we both think minorities are a united group who think the same and act the same.
And both the same. You don't want to lose your black card.
Sorry, I don't know. I just think we should roll back
discrimination laws so we can hire based on race again.
Jinx,
now you owe me a Coke. Hey, tell them what you told me yesterday.
White actors should only do voices for white cartoon characters.
I've been saying that for years. Stick to your own.
Us white people, we have so much privilege.
I agree. It is a privilege to be white. Ask him about interracial dating.
All I said is that black men who date white women have internalized racism, and white men that date ethnic women are fetishizing them.
Guys against interracial dating now. Like, am I being pranked? Did Boomer put you up to this?
Ugh, you know that taco place is white-owned?
White people should be making white foods, like Kraft macaroni and cheese, no seasoning, not even salt.
Like, he's a mind reader. I mean, I've been pushing for segregation forever, and my man does what?
I created an improv comedy show exclusively for ethnic people.
Guy segregates comedy on my birthday.
White people need to stop wearing dreadlocks, and they need to stop appropriating black people's music.
Shaved heads and country music, the way God intended.
You know all white people are racist.
I'm listening.
Even if you have a black wife or a black friend group, you're still really racist.
You know, we just kicked a guy out of the organization for having a black girlfriend, but if you can promise me he's still really racist, we'll consider letting him back in.
Black people should only shop at black businesses.
I guess the only thing we really disagree about is I think white people are the root of all evil.
But what did I tell you, though? If we can narrow that down to a certain group of tiny-hatted white people, I think we can come to an understanding.
Technically, I don't consider Jewish people white.
Neither do I.
If you get a chance, go on YouTube and check out Ryan Long. That you made that clip, he's hysterical, conservative comedian, pragmatist. I don't think of him as conservative. He's just observant of the world and the stupidity in it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. President Trump, we're told, may hold a rally. I think that would be hysterical if he holds a rally. It would be a ton of fun. It would push the Biden team over the edge because President Trump will be the person people are paying attention to. It would be a State of the Union at every single rally. And oh, by the way, I hope he charges for them. I hope he holds rallies and those rallies bring in more people than professional sports. 844-551-8255. Look, if you don't want to be part of the culture, be part of the counterculture. He should be holding rallies. We should be having comedy shows. We should be building everything that they have on the left on the right. I talk to you guys. I have the flickfest.com. Here's what I would say to you. I'm just speaking for me. If somebody were on the radio like me saying, hey, I started a counterculture to Hollywood. It's going to feature independent films, give everybody a shot, you know, who can't make it in Hollywood because for all the reasons that things, it isn't the talent level. I promise you it's not. These people are great filmmakers. I know them personally. But anyway, if you were telling me about what you were doing and you said to me, Kevin, for $5 a month, give it a shot. And it maybe you're not into films, but just support it. Let me tell you what I would do. I'd sign up for it. One of my friends has this thing he wants me to sign up for that you just do your regular shopping and it'll pay you back money. He says, Kevin, try for 30 days. If it doesn't work for you, it's money back guarantee. But I'm telling you it's going to work. I signed up. Oh, speaking of which, let me give a shout out to Robert and Carol. I'm not going to say their last name. But I went to the mail. I got your letter, Robert. I got your jokes. They are freaking hysterical. And your long letter and your check. And it was an amazing amount of money. And I want to thank you personally for doing that. Because I would love to tell you guys that, and I'm stopping for a second because my buddy Albert out of California sent me an amazing amount of money. And you people warm my heart. And I can tell you, these are old school folks that say, I'm not going to do it on electronically, but I'll mail you a check. And Robert and Carol did. And I just want to thank you personally on the radio because at the bottom of the check, it says for support. And I appreciate that so much because I know the effort that my team puts into this and I know what we get out of it. And it's completely lopsided. I mean, we're rolling over here, baby. No, I'm kidding. It's lopsided in that other way. I couldn't help it. Yeah, baby, we buy Ferraris and Lamborghinis up in his mother. Oh, goodness. Anyway, thanks for stepping up, Robert and Carol. And I get the pictures and everything. I get everything you send and I read it. And I'm going to read some of your jokes later because they're hysterical. But thank you for sending that. Anyway, I want Trump to do these events. And I want him to hold these rallies all over the country and cover major issues. I want him to discuss voter fraud openly. I want him to discuss the idea that Democrats think blacks are so stupid we can't get an ID. I want him to discuss the fact that Democrats think that blacks are so stupid that we need to have our grades curved so we can get into colleges and indoctrinate us and make us militants and teach diversity, equity, and inclusion, which, of course, is all total nonsense because it's teaching radical racism. I want him to target rhinos all over the country. I want Donald Trump's version of the Republican Party to become the de facto standard. That's what I'd like to see. And I want these rallies to be heavily covered by, wait for it, folks, the new media. OAN, America's Voice, Newsmax, and so on. That's what I want to see. I want the old media, the lamestream media, the fake news media begging to say, where's Trump going to be? Oh, my gosh, we got to follow him. And every time Biden's going to say something, Trump is giving a response. Or Trump is giving it before Biden. So by the time Joey Demento says it, it's old news. Or it's completely bogus. It's been debunked already. Trump, they have no idea how powerful this guy can be. I hope he does it. I hope he does these rallies, folks, because something's got to change. And I hope you get more and more plugged in. I really do. By the way, theflickfest.com is what I was alluding to earlier. If you're listening to this program, the likelihood of you having $5 a month to donate, to give to the Flick Fest, to get on that site and enjoy it and see what you think and kick the tires and tell a couple of people is pretty good. It's pretty high. I don't want to say, if I could ask you to do just one thing, because I don't want to do that. I want you to do 15 things that we ask you to do. Why? Because we can't afford to do it all, and us collectively, we collectively can do a lot. So if you decide, I'm going to support Kevin in this, in this, in this. Massive. Massive. I don't need, look, I'm going to use an example. Netflix has 120 million people on their site, give or take. I don't know what it is, but it's somewhere along in there. A month that pay $13, $14, but what is it now? $45 a month is a lot. We need a million. We want a million people. I'm going to tell you, you can change the education system with a lot less money than people think. $10 million and you could rework the American education system. I'm not even joking. That's all it would take. Total. We have the plan. Now, you need to do it. You need to implement it and get it kicked in, which is what we're trying to do initially. And then it would probably take $2 to $3 million annually to keep it up. But it's a small price to pay to get back education. We can do it. I promise you we can do it. Because right now, you know what education has done? Education has taken away your First Amendment rights, your freedom of speech, because it's training these kids of what they can and cannot say, how they toe the line. That's where we are right now. So if I was getting $1 million a month making films and cultural things that support pragmatic ideas and helping these young people make a different voice, giving them something alternative to Hollywood, I take part of the money to do that, and I take part of that money to put into keeping this education system the way we want it, getting it back to a meritocracy. And for the record, I'm not trying to shape it. I want it to go back to the way it was, where American thought and ingenuity was a unique thing in the world. If you want to help with this in any way, and I'm again, I don't beg you to do anything, but I'll implore you, to use a synonym, get involved. Go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org or just go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and you'll find it. But if education is your bag, baby, I promise you, we have the solution, and we are going to do something about it, as God is my witness. I'm with the things that you watch me doing right now, I'm dedicated to it until there's no more lung, the air in my lungs, or lung in my air.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Congratulate Project Veritas on their big win on the New York Times. Now the suit will continue. And whatever you can do for their legal defense fund, we're with them all the way. They do incredible work. They find things that nobody would even believe possible. So, James, congratulations.
Indeed, James O'Keefe. Project Veritas, congratulations. One of the organizations that you can actually point at in making a difference. And O'Keefe, I think, would do even more if he had more funding. So I hope that people go out there and support him. He doesn't need my help raising money, I'll tell you that. But I will tell you, after talking to James many times, what he said to me, and it's very true, is that they don't, you would think that they're getting the more money than they get, you know, for the outcomes, you know what I'm saying? And we've talked openly about some of the organizations that get massive funding, and you ask yourself, what have they achieved? And there's not a whole lot there. I'm not denigrating those organizations. I mean, they exist for a reason, and if people aren't holding them accountable to the level that I think they should, that's okay. Maybe they expect a different result than I do. But I was a former management consultant. I'm a former management consultant. And the thing about management consulting is you go into a client and you set a level of expectation. You have to deliver. There isn't any gray area. You say, here's how much we are going to save you by doing these things. And you implement those processes. And if it doesn't happen, well, in some cases, lawsuits can occur. But I've learned in this world, you can promise and promise and promise and not deliver, and nobody seems to care. You don't have to really look for clever ways of getting things done. Our organization is continually evolving to make that happen. By the way, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about what we do. We are constantly looking for ways to help you get your money back and then put it into the right places. And part of that is, you look at every project we work. Our projects are meant to change hearts and minds and do it cleverly. And not just, you know, oh, hey, we're going to media market, which believe me, you know, I look at, for example, PragerU. The videos they do are good. And they just bombard and bombard and bombard, and that marketing over time will pay off. And I think that's a great thing. But there's another phase to it that has to happen. It's one thing to say, well, I think we're changing hearts and minds. I mean, maybe I got a few more people to drink Coke than Pepsi. But there are ways that you can do it that are much more effective, and they're at the grassroots level. And I'm not saying that Dennis isn't planning on that. I don't know. He probably is. He's a brilliant guy. But I know we are. We are doing that. So we're doing a combination of both. And if I had the budget of some of these organizations, I promise you, we'd be. And I'm not lamenting it, because we will figure it out. We wake up every day energized and ready to figure it out. So anyway, congratulations to Project Veritas. I was talking about April Fool's Day and the fact that the leftists are the biggest fools on the planet. They wake up every day. They go to sleep in a panic. They wake up in a panic. You know what they're... Let me tell you what they live. They live a constant trauma of being found out or getting truly woke. Think about how bad it would be to live like that, where you're like, man, I know I'm wrong, but maybe nobody knows it, that I'm wrong. You know, do you ever, yeah, I'm sure you've been here before, because I've been there, where you're like, man, I don't know if I'm qualified to do this. And you're afraid. You don't want to tell anybody. Maybe you're unqualified and you're getting paid a lot of money. And you're going, I hope I can handle this. And then you figure out, maybe I can't. But you go in and you fake it. I mean, can you imagine living under that specter that you're going to be found out at some point? That you aren't quite where you thought you were? That's pretty, that's scary. It's a very scary feeling. And so, you know, I mean, think about the kid. That's why education is in such bad shape in America, is because kids go to college, they think, oh, this is what I think I want to be. They're not very good at it, but they get through it, because guess what? All you got to do to get through college is just say you're a leftist. You'll get marched through college. You get marched through college, then you get in your career, and you're not really ready for it, and you don't really have any passion for it. That is our education system. Anyway, I do want to get back to the fools of the left. And I want to focus on that, because it's April Fool's Day, and this is no, I'm not even joking. There's what do you want me to create something here for it? Leftists, because they can't control you, they got to control how you speak, What's the next thing they're doing? They want to go for your guns. Are you, if you don't believe that this Congress and this big cheat that led to Biden getting into office, that they don't want that they're not getting your guns, are you kidding? Now, we're going to fight, but I'm going to tell you, you better be ready to fight because they are coming after them. I was thinking about this. We've talked about this. It's been years since I said it, but when I was a kid growing up, water was free. You pretty much go to any spigot, you turn on, you get water. Parks had water that, you know, just readily available. Water at airports, water at any public place had a water fountain. Now, because of Wu Flu, you can't even get water, just regular water. You'd have to drink it out of the tap if you wanted to get it. It isn't made easy for you, and we pay for it. I want you to imagine, I'm a country kid growing up, and going to my grandmother and saying, I need $1.50 to go buy some water. She would have looked at me like I was crazy, like I had three heads. You want to buy water? Boy, what? You want to buy some water? Do they even sell water? But we buy it. We buy water by the cartons. Don't you? I'm not the only one. I remember when we first started buying water, you know, I got a white woman, and I was like, why are we buying water? I don't like tap water. I'm not trying to make her a prince or anything, but she's like, I just don't like the taste. It varies from place to place. Whatever. I get it. It tastes different everywhere you go. It ain't Starbucks, okay? But wow, we were buying water. Well, leftists now have us doing that. They tell us how impure our water is. This is the water you pay for already, by the way, in every municipality. And they tell you, it ain't good enough. You got to go out and get some other stuff. We pay the government to clean our water to the point where we don't have to buy it. And what do? We buy it. What are we, Mexico? Kevin, it's got more alkaline in this area of the country. It's more saline here. It's more acidic. This one's got fluoride. What? Well, now guess what, people? They want to control the very air you breathe. Yeah. But instead of doing it with climate change, which is what they used to do, and I say to them, where is the climate change crowd and the end of the world? Has AOC recanted on this? Where is AOC on the issue of climate change? Oh, that's right. She's jumped off of that, and now she says that people who use the word surge at the border are being militaristic. Let me tell you what's happened. She's been told to keep her mouth shut about climate farce because they are taking our air away from us little by little with the ruse around Wu Flu and these stupid masks. They're going to take away your freedom of movement with this stupid shot. So suddenly climate change is no longer the existential threat it once was. I have a question for you, discerning listeners listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If we only had 12 years to live a year ago, which is what AOC said, then why aren't Democrats more concerned with it? Why are they concerned about the relocation of illegals into our country? Will somebody tell me what's happened since practically every elitist leftist on the planet said climate change is the biggest threat that we face? And we just spent $6 trillion fighting a Chinese virus. It seems to me their priorities have shifted a bit. Well, let me tell you why. There's more money in the Wu Flu, princess. That's why. I watched part of the movie 2012. I was taking a break from work. Do you remember this movie? It was based on the Mayan calendar. The world would end someday in 2012. We are 9 years past that date. They still play the movie, and I dare you to watch it. Earth tragically ended, the jet stream stopped, the ocean current stopped, and I could go on. Doomsday prophecies. It was all going to end. Where is it? Why are we talking about this? We are getting closer and closer to the 12-year mark. All Democrats could talk about was climate disaster, and suddenly it's gone. Let me tell you something, folks. The only pestilence Americans face on a daily basis is that of leftism, and that is not an April Fool's joke.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.